Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, August 23rd and the week ahead. Well, folks, anyone who's been around for a while know that life is made of cycles. A cycle is like a circle, but it just keeps on going around and around. Now, I'm not talking about bicycles or unicycles, but the ever-spinning wheel of evolution. Every planet runs a cycle, from Aries to Pisces and back again. There is no finish line. Well, today, just a few hours ago, the moon and the sun joined in sidereal Leo, the fixed fire sign of the lion, to begin a new 28-day lunar cycle. Leo new moons are powerful. New moons are where it's said we plant the seeds of intention that we will harvest as the moon grows full. Now, somewhere in everyone's birth chart is an area, an experience of your life where you feel a sense of rulership, where you are a king. That's where Leo is in your chart. Now, it may be your domestic life, your partnerships, health, finances, children, or your tribe. Now, out there in the world, it often expresses about men and women in power, you know, bosses, kings, leaders, rulers, CEOs. Now, this new moon cycle has definite challenges to it. It begins with a square from Uranus, the planet that marks significant surprises and events, and also the planet that's also teased about its word. It's the energy of change. Uranus inspires, innovates, and there's a lot of synchronicity to that planet. That energizes this cycle with unpredictability. In a word, the next 28 days are to expect the unexpected. Now, keep an eye on the full moon that follows on September 7th. That's a big one. In fact, it could be a full moon to remember. This full moon aligns with the sun in Leo and the moon in Aquarius on the karmic axis, the north and south node. The karmic axis is where very dramatic events tend to happen. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but something will. Now, when the sun crosses the south node, it can deplete the sun's energy, so those things governed by the sun are weak. That includes the vitality of leaders and royals and may sap your own energy. Now, the moon is also sandwiched between three transformative planets. That's one way of saying that they're kind of rough. And those planets are Pluto, Neptune, and Saturn. So what that does is it puts pressure on the moon to bring out some of its least desirable aspects. Now, on top of that, it's hurricane season, so we can expect rain and possibly a lot of it. Well, that will help the drought up here on the Penobscot. Meanwhile, the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Pisces is upending many established norms, like funding being cut for things that we have expected to be covered, and the idea of a government of we the people, or the separation of powers in three branches. But it's great for abstract art. Now, Jupiter and Venus are still transiting Gemini, the sign of the twins. It's excellent for communication, ideas, wit, but the catch is they produce too much talking, and too much talking can be a distraction or even drown out the truth. Ever notice how it's easier to talk about doing something instead of doing it? Now, big changes in September. Mars and Jupiter will change signs. That ushers in a whole new energy pattern, so more on that next week. So stay tuned for a very headline-worthy couple of weeks, as if we didn't have enough headlines already. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the Cosmic Disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. In other words, be mindful of what you're doing. So see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the planet on WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.